Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Chris Rose, and right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, my friend, how are you?
Doing fine, guys. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
We are good. You have to be excited about that. I said Chris Rose is on the show. We got to lead Guardians with him. You got to be pumped. Best road start since 1948. Woo!
Yeah, they're playing great. I mean, it's awesome. You know, last night's game was one that they probably would have lost at times throughout this journey in recent years. Really good job, though. Really, really good job. It's fun to watch them do their thing. You know, the guys have really, really good at bats. That's the thing, is it? I know we're always like you know, you have to produce, right, at the end of the day. But baseball is so much more of a process-related sport, so you have to stick to the process. If you don't believe in the process, then you're really screwed. And I think their process has been really, really good at the dish this year.
Chris, we know it's way too early to do anything, but it still puts a smile on your face to look at the standings and see that the Guardians have the best record in baseball right now. Whether it's sustainable or not, I think they've shown that they can be competitive for a good portion of the season, if not all year. Why? What do you think has worked so well for Steven Vogt and the guys?
Well, the bullpen, for the most part, has been very, very, very good. Kept us in a lot of games because the starting pitching has not. It's not giving enough innings. And that will be the determining factor to see how long this run lasts. I mean, we hope that it lasts for 6 months. And the only way that's going to happen is if these guys give more than four or five innings a start. Because you just can't – that's not sustainable. You're going to just blow out dudes in the bullpen left and right. So Tanner Bibee can't throw 95 pitches in five innings. He can throw 95 pitches in six and a third. You know, he needs to get four to five more outs per outing. Logan Allen has been kind of a five and fly guy for the most part. You know, Tristan is the one that's kind of a head scratcher. I mean, I hope he can physically make it through because that's the one you worry about. Right there. And then the rest of the guys, you know, Xavier Curry looked amazing the other day, threw great. You know, that's the sort of stuff you need to have happen when your ace goes down for the year. You need Xavier Curry. You need Ben Lively. You need guys like that that you didn't necessarily expect to contribute maybe in the rotation to contribute heavily in the rotation.
Chris, when I watch this team, I think a lot of times I sit there and I go, well, okay, what would Tito do? You know, we keep doing that. But I do think that Steven Vogt's put his imprint on this team very fast. I love the way they're aggressive on the base paths, even though sometimes it doesn't work out. I love that aggressive play. But I'm watching this, and my sample size is pretty small when it comes to understanding Steven Vogt. You know him a lot better than we do. Has he put his imprint on this team early on? And how much fun is this for him? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a ton of fun for him. You know, but as respectful as he has been to Tito, and I mean, he should be, right? The guy's going to end up in Cooperstown. He's extremely confident in his ability to lead guys. And to me, the biggest difference is, and maybe this is an organizational philosophy, and so I can't put it all on Tito not playing them last year because you know, I'm not privy to those meetings. I don't know. But I do know for a fact that Tito always loved his veterans, wherever he went. And that's not a knock on him. That was just his philosophy. It is really hard to not get consistent playing time when you are young in this game. That is a veteran's job. So when Rocchio and Arias and Freeman have been up in years past, they didn't know when they were going to have their name called. And now at least two of those three know they're going to be penciled in the lineup just about every day, right? Freeman's getting his shot in center. And it's been a mixed bag through 3 weeks, but last night he had a couple of huge hits. Arias has not gotten a lot of time, but now seems to be, once again, it's the process, having better at-bats. And Rocchio, I will be shocked if he's not our shortstop. I think he's got too much game. And those guys were not getting consistent enough at-bats last year. They just weren't.
Chris, I think it's interesting. The outfield that we all thought, okay, who's going to emerge out there? We haven't seen it yet. You know, and even though Tyler had a great hit over the monster, that's great. Floreal had a couple of big hits against the Yankees. But Floreal, Freeman, Laureano, all hitting under 200. Will Brennan's at like 222. Yet the team has been able to win with that. I wonder when that teeters and when that balance point hits, and then I wonder what the corresponding moves might be. What does your gut tell you?
Nothing. I mean, what else are they going to do? Are they going to bring up Chase DeLauder?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. You can't. They're not going to play three guys hitting 185 all year. You know, either they warm up or something happens.
But the something happening isn't like this is the perfect place to play if you're a young outfielder. Because you're going to get your chance. At the end of the day, are they going to make a trade for an outfielder? Like, if they're still in contention in July and they're not getting the production that they want, they might end up moving one of their middle infielders for a proven outfielder. I mean, that's possible, right? Is Anthony Santander the answer? Because, boy, the Orioles have more guys coming. Colton Cowser's already here. You know, Jurstedt is on his way. The guy's got a million RBIs at a AAA level. So would they be willing to move a guy like that? That's a possibility, I suppose, if the Guardians are in contention in July, and I expect them to be. But other than that, it's like, you know, they just have to decide at what point do we pull the trigger on DeLauder? Is that July? Is that September? Is it next year? Other than that, they don't have answers, guys. They just don't. They didn't go out and get anybody in free agency that could help them. That's when they should have done it, if they were going to do it. And other than that, you've got to let guys play through it. Because unless you guys know people in the minors that I'm not aware of, then that's not going to happen.
All right, let's not go minors. Let's go majors. Let's talk a little bit about the Browns. Deshaun Watson spoke yesterday. Sounds like he's on track for training camp to be able to throw. Sounds like he's doing everything they're asking him to do. Just your thoughts on Watson. Here in the office, I'm concerned. The guy had major surgery. I want to make sure he's okay. Week one, I'm sure all Browns fans are. But your thoughts on that and how they kind of loaded up the quarterback spot behind him with Jameis Winston, that they do have a plan B and a pretty good plan B.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have always thought of the backup quarterback position as a top 30, which was why top 30 spot on the roster, which was why I was kind of surprised that they traded Josh Dobbs a little bit. Toward the end of the preseason, and they felt like DTR was far enough along, and it ended up being that he was not. So they knew that they had to upgrade there. You know, they've got four guys that have started games at this level, and in some cases, big games, which is great. You know, you want to have guys on a pitch count. It is a long training camp. There's a lot of throws that have to be made, so you need that. You know, for me, like, I don't understand why Huntley signed with us. I'm thrilled that you get a guy who started a playoff game as your presumably number four or three or four quarterback, depending on how DTR's health is. Like, that's pretty damn good. But at the end of the day, guys, whether he's throwing full-time by the first day of camp, by the middle of camp, or whatever, this team is only going as far as he will take them. And he has got to get back. You know, it was funny when they traded for him, they were like, we don't want him to be Houston. We want him to be the Cleveland version of Deshaun Watson. Well, right now we would all take that Houston version of Deshaun Watson in a second because we just haven't seen it consistently enough. Yep. We saw it twice last year, and those were the two best games against Tennessee and Baltimore, in which he has played in 12 games as a starter. So whether, like I said, whether he's ready for June, July, or the middle of August, whatever it is, he's got to be better. And that's how I look at it at the end of the day.
Chris, we had Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on the show earlier, and Charles is a terrific NFL writer. And I asked him about the quarterbacks, and it seems like it's either ripe for one of those teams outside the top three, Giants, Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, who might need a quarterback, to make a big move to either go get J.J. McCarthy or if somebody slides or to try and move on to top three or Bo Nix or Penix, if you're thinking they're the answer. But it screams to me, be careful here because this could, because you have a need, you could make a huge mistake. How do you see the quarterbacks playing out in the first round? Because I think it's a precarious situation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Patient for some of these teams.
Yeah, but that's the way it's always been. That's nothing new here. Just go back to 2021 where you had five quarterbacks taken in the top 15. You had the Niners making a major move from 12 to 3 to go up and get a guy whom they traded, right? Four of those five guys that were taken in 2021, so this isn't 2018 or 2016, this is 2021, have had only three full seasons in the NFL. Four of those five guys are going to be on new teams before their rookie contract expires because, you know, I don't know where Zach's going to end up, but he's not going to stay a New York Jet for long, in my opinion. The warning signs are out there. And you can go back to 2011 where all those guys were taken and most of them were horrible. But if you need a quarterback, why wouldn't you make a move? I mean, if for Minnesota – I think they have a really, really good offensive coach. Very good. And much like Kevin Stefanski, he had to win games with four different starters last year, right? And they were in the playoff hunt until the last couple of weeks when they just kind of ran out. So if we know Sam Darnold's not the answer up there. He might be for a few weeks. But if you really think that J.J. McCarthy has enough skill set, why wouldn't you move up? Because the alternative is wait till next year where you might be in the same exact situation where you don't know what those guys are going to be a year from now that are in college. You have no idea. And if you think that you can coach up J.J. McCarthy and he's got enough talent, go do it.
I like the way you think, my
friend. Interesting.
All right, Chris, we got a roll. We appreciate you every week. You're the man. Thank you. We're always catching up. Wait, you have draft coverage next week? You doing anything special for draft or no?
Yeah, I'm doing the pre-draft. So I'll be out there with David Carr and Steve Smith Sr. and Coach Shaw. So that'll be fun next week.
Very nice. All right, looking forward to your NFL Network coverage of the draft. And, of course, we're always watching the Rose Rotation and everything you're doing on social media. Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it, boys. Take care.
Talk to you soon. He is Chris Rose. He was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.